Hello, my name is Michael from our research associates, and the purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in New Orleans Parish?
I am, but I have no children.
No worries.
On the public education system.
No worries, it just takes 2 minutes. Are you, like I said here, you are a registered voter here. And are you very interested, someone interested, little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race in statewide election in October of 2023?
I don't know.
Very interested, somewhat interested, or little interested, or not interested at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. And just moving forward here, do you define your racial classification as African-American, black, white, Hispanic, Asian?
White.
Okay. Appreciate your time. This can be quickly here. Thinking about the conditions of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied.
I couldn't even tell you.
Okay.
I've never been in one.
Okay. And do you think that improving and maintaining the conditions of a school building is very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not important at all?
I would say it's at least somewhat important.
Okay. And when you hear your friends and neighbors and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, somewhat confidence, or a lot of confidence?
I have nobody who's ever commented on it.
Okay. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Would the proposition make me pay more in property taxes?
No, what it is here, it's just this year, if the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving.
So, yes, I would have to pay more in millages. I'd have to pay more property taxes. No.
Well, it says in preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote
it's
against?
It's not about that. It's about the fact that if they are going to charge me more for property taxes, which have gone up extraordinarily, I would vote no, because there's – it doesn't matter what the millage is for, what it's like dedicated to. It doesn't matter because of the amount that they've increased property taxes. Everything's going to be no.
So you'll probably definitely vote against. Okay. Now I'm going to read you two statements and tell me which one best reflects your views. Maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. The second one is, because of the rise of the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. The first one or the second one?
Probably the second.
Okay. We're almost done here. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you will not be at all influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools, where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one is this: learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Does that strongly influence you, somewhat influence you a little, or not at all influence you?
Maybe influence a little.
Okay. Now, learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city, strongly influence, somewhat influence, a little influence, or not at all influence?
A little.
A little? Okay. Now, learning that the public school district has a facility management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent, strongly influence, somewhat influence,
a little
influence? Okay. Now, learning that this is a renewal of a existing millage for 20 years to 2045, strongly influence, somewhat influence, a little influence, or not at all influence?
A little, because they've obviously done a shitty job going at this point. We have this
Okay. Now, learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property tax, strongly influence, somewhat influence, Influence a little or not at all influence?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, learning that the owner of the of a $275,000 home currently pays that less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Strongly influence, somewhat influence, influence a little, or not at all influence?
Not at all.
Okay. Now, learning that although the federal government invests millions of dollars to rebuild public schools, buildings, after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there wouldn't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Strongly influence, somewhat influence, influence a little, or not at all influence?
Not at all influence.
Okay.
The problem is clearly not with the millage.
Okay, we're at 90% already. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
This is a new one that expires in 2045?
It expires in 2045, correct? Would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against,
probably
or definitely vote
against?
Probably vote against, okay. Now, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans Public Schools,
nope.
A teacher at the New Orleans Public
nope.
School, a staff member or administrator
nope.
at the New Orleans Public Schools, or not affiliated with New Orleans Public Schools?
Not at all affiliated.
Okay. Now, last one here. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 45, 50 to 60, or 61 and above.
31 to 45.
Okay. 31 to 49, great. Now stop me when you hear the last graduate, the last grade that you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school or law or medical.
Law.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now the last one's here. Do you rent or own your home?
I own.
Okay. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation, and thank you so much. You are a blessing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.